Red Letter Bibles.
Now, what's the problem? Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the Creation Museum and future full-size Noah's Ark in Northern Kentucky.
When I was in Canada last year, I watched a TV program about a new book on the words of Jesus in the New Testament, words that are printed in red. The person interviewed essentially said that the red words in the New Testament had to be taken much more seriously than the rest of Scripture. You know, I groaned when I heard this. It's one of the reasons I don't care for what are called the red-letter editions of the Bible. You see, every word in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is the word of Jesus. Jesus is the word. That's what John chapter 1 teaches us. When Christians emphasize only red portions of the New Testament, it's easy for them to take the rest of the Bible as less important. It also causes many of them to reinterpret the Bible to accommodate the secular world, including millions of years of evolution. All Scripture is inspired by God, and every word is the word of Jesus.
Dinosaurs are probably used as much as anything by evolutionists to promote their worldview. But what does real science and the Bible have to say? Get a copy of Ken's fascinating 48-page booklet on dinosaurs. For your donation of any size, we'll send you 10 copies so you can give them away. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.